Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Once Upon a Crescent. This is season 7 with your host and storyteller, Mrs. Hashmi. This podcast show is especially about kids like you. My dear Muslim kid listeners, you are incredibly special to me because if you think about it, I am a part of your imagination. While I'm telling the story, you are imagining it. Now that's really special. Let's get started. Where's that imagination button that I have to push to start this episode? Oh, there it is.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Today's story is called Zainab's Water Trips.
Zainab froze still in the water with her mom. Zainab studied her mom's tense face. Mama was frozen in the water, her eyes wide, staring off to the distance. Her mouth was slightly opened, prepared for any kind of danger. Zainab sensed something was off. Mama was too quiet and too still in the water with her. Usually, they would be splashing and swimming around giggling. But what made Mama stop in place like this? Zainab tried to trace her mom's gaze to see exactly what she was staring at. But then suddenly, Zainab saw it. Zainab saw a blurry figure under the water approaching swiftly. The figure was gliding under the water effortlessly too. Zainab felt uncomfortable. She inched towards her mom slowly, waiting to see what was approaching her. Just as Zainab was inching closer, she felt something on her leg. She felt a huge tug. Zainab let out a big, frightened scream as she jolted and splashed in the water. Ah! It was Baba. He emerged from underneath laughing. Mama smiled and her face softened.
I gotcha!
How'd you like your disguised Baba shark?
Baba said as he swam off to the other side of the pool. Zainab chuckled.
I got scared, Baba.
She shouted after him.
Mama, can I try going underwater like that too? I want to creep pop on Baba and scare him too. Zainab shark will make him jump and splash like I just did.
Zainab said, determined. Mama loved watching Zainab in the water. She was a great swimmer. She even learned how to float by herself, too. Mama nodded as Zainab went to the end of the pool to take the plunge underwater to torpedo all the way to where her Baba swam off to. Zainab's deep breath carried her all the way to where her Baba was. While she was still underwater, Zainab grabbed hold of Baba's leg, trying to scare him. She rose up from under the water to scream.
Boo!
Baba picked her up and lifted her all the way above his head in a playful manner. Zainab loved being in the water with her family. She looked around to see if her cousins had come yet. She really wanted to play this new shark game with her cousins. Just then, Zainab's grandparents walked into the swimming pool area with her cousins, Ibi, Maryam, and Medina.
Nana, Nani, Assalamu alaikum. Nani, I love your bikini. Yay, everyone came!
Zainab exclaimed, looking at her cousins. Zainab's grandmother smiled big.
Assalamu alaikum, beta. Yes, I cannot wait to see your tricks, Zainab.
Zainab's grandfather came too, but Nana was not in swimming gear.
Sorry, no swimming for me today, but I will be back later with a surprise.
He said as he dropped off a bag of snacks and headed to the gate to exit the swimming pool. Zainab watched as her grandmother and cousins entered the pool. Medina and Zainab excitedly splashed around each other, wanting to play tag with one another. Another mom and her daughter entered the pool area. This little girl was only 3 years old. She looked frightened at the sight of the pool.
It's okay, Anissa.
the mom reassured. Anissa held her arms up to be picked up. The mom picked up her daughter and slowly walked towards the stairs of the pool. Anissa was instantly upset. She squirmed and frowned as she approached the edge of the pool.
No, Mom, I don't want my face to get wet,
Anissa exclaimed, resisting. Zainab and Medina looked at each other as Anissa's protests got louder.
I'm scared of the water. Mama, I'm scared.
Zainab quietly wondered to herself what she could do to help solve this problem for this young girl. What would help prevent water from splashing around Anissa's face in the pool? Zainab had an idea.
Oh, Anissa, assalamu alaikum. You can wear my goggles before coming in the pool. It will protect your eye from getting wet.
Zainab got out of the pool to hand them to Anissa.
Do you want to do funny bubbles in the water with us? Medina and I can teach you how to do that if we get in together.
Nani spoke up. Come sit here. Let's say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim out loud, and then your mama can bring you in the water. When we do something new, we have to remember Allah and start with Allah's name. It will make it easier, inshallah. Anissa took hold of her mom's hand and walked very slowly to the pool. She stared at the water for a moment, squeezing her mom's hand tight. Zainab led her forward and gently fixed the goggles on Anissa's face. Finally, Anissa sat down on the edge of the pool and dipped her toes in the water. Her mom brought her in gently. Anissa comfortably entered the swimming pool, secured in her life vest. Zainab climbed in, reciting out loud,
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Medina and Zainab were excited to show little Anissa some new tricks in the water. Zainab noticed Anissa's face change. She started to finally enjoy the water. Anissa cracked a smile as she adjusted her goggles. She bobbed up and down near them, holding onto her mom's arm. Zainab dipped her head underwater and blew bubbles. Anissa giggled at the funny sounds. Medina demonstrated this trick too. Anissa was finally having some fun. She didn't wait for any instructions. She wanted to attempt the same trick, but by herself. Anissa dunked her head underwater, attempting to make bubbles like Zainab and Medina. But instead, Anissa accidentally gulped a gush of water. She pushed her head up and coughed as she spat up water from her mouth. She froze in place as it forcefully exited through her nose too. Anissa's mom felt startled. She lifted her daughter high above the water, patting her back steadily.
Oh no, it's okay, it's okay. Let it come out, Berta.
Nani also came forward to rub Anissa's back as Anissa clung onto her mom, crying.
I don't like the bunny.
Zainab watched as Anissa took a moment to calm down in her mom's arms. Poor Anissa really got frightened with this experience of gulping in too much water. Zainab wondered to herself how she could help Anissa feel comfortable in the water again. She remembered what her nani had mentioned earlier and was struck with an idea.
Nani, Anissa tried to do bubbles in the water before. I even got to teach her the right way to do it. Can I show you, Anissa, the right way to do bubbles in the water?
Zainab looked to her cousin Medina and turned her body to Anissa and instructed.
Okay, first thing you have to say is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have to start with Allah's name when we are doing anything new, right?
Nani loved Zainab's reminder. She smiled so wide.
So true, Zainab.
Anissa nodded slowly and began to recite the dua too.
Yes! I'll read my dua before trying this too. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Second, you take a big breath while you are above the water like this.
Anissa nodded. She stopped crying at this point and was focused on Zainab's instructions.
Third, you will hold that breath and keep it closed in your mouth. Then dip your head underwater and slowly let that breath come out while you blow gently. Anissa, we're going to show it to you all at once, okay?
Zainab and Medina recited together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. They took a breath and then dipped their head underwater. Anissa stared at the blurry heads underwater and watched as the bubbles rose to the top. Anissa couldn't help but let out a giggle. As Anissa sat on the stairs, Zainab gestured for her to sit on the steps and wait there.
Anissa, you stay there and tell me which animal I look like to you as I come near you.
Anissa and Medina sat on the steps, kicking their feet, making big splashes. Zainab swam off and then dipped her entire body underwater. She was gliding effortlessly, using just her legs to propel her forward like a torpedo. Anissa yelled from the stairs,
"A dolphin, you look like a dolphin!"
Zainab emerged from underwater smiling at Anissa. Medina loved Zainab's demonstration. She exclaimed, "Zainab, that was a really good one. Now it's going to be my turn. You guys guess what animal I am." Just as Medina was about to show her trick, they all heard the pool gate open. Zainab's Nana entered, waving at them, smiling. He was holding something behind his back. A surprise. What was it? Zainab and Medina couldn't figure out what that was. He revealed what he was hiding behind his back by raising it up high and shaking it in excitement. It was a large fluff of cotton candy. "My favorite!" Zainab exclaimed as she climbed out of the pool. Zainab was soaked in her burkini, but she didn't let that stop her from giving her Nana a big hug.
Assalamu alaikum, little gudiyas. Guess what I brought for you, little swimmers?
It was so nice to see her favorite treat after her favorite activity. Zainab took hold of the cotton candy stick and offered some to Medina and her new young friend, Anissa.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
They all recited at the same time. The girls enjoyed their sweet treat by the pool as everyone else came rushing, gathering around for a snack too.
Jazakallah khairun for listening to today's story.
Today's episode was sponsored by Sister Umrana and Brother Bilal for their daughter Zainab. I hope you enjoyed this story. I'm doing a virtual event on August 5th, Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. I hope to see you all there. We're going to have some fun discussions and games along with a read aloud that I will be sharing called Abdurrahman's Amusing Alliterations. You can purchase a ticket for this event by clicking on the link in the description box of this episode. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum.